Okay, imagine with me now a time when you were having one of your worst periods. See where you were when that was happening and feel what that was like. Were you at home? Were you in bed? Were you on the couch? Were you curled up in the fetal position because the pain was just that bad? Were you using multiple pads or tampons, whatever it was, in order to handle the flow of this particular period? What are all the details of that that takes you back there? And when you think of having that worst period, you know exactly where you were. I can see where I was. Can you feel that too, how awful that was? And when that was happening, was that interfering with your day? Was it stopping you from going to work, taking care of the kids, doing anything in your day that you would normally do? Was it interfering with your life? And how awful was that? And what would it be like if it wasn't interfering with your life? What would be different?
We believe in growth and continuous learning.
We believe in educating and sharing knowledge.
We believe the body is miraculous and is able to heal with the proper nutrition and support.
And we believe the right mindset is key to your success.
I'm Amanda Golightly.
And I'm Kate McDowell. And this is Limitless Health.
Live well, naturally.
Hello, and welcome to the show. Today we're getting into a bit of period talk, if you will. We're just going to kind of go through and see how this is affecting many women's lives. Many women are experiencing horrible symptoms, horrible period pain, mood swings, clotting. There's lots of things going on around periods that have dramatically impacted my life, and I know Kate's life. And we just kind of want to get into some of the details of that. And we just kind of broke it down by age and how much time is actually affected by having a period in our lives. So we kind of took age 12. I know it's been happening earlier and earlier for girls recently, but we took age 12 and gave the span to 52 as around the time when periods would stop. So that's 40 years. And if you think of, on an average, a woman could have a period from anywhere from 3 to 7 days. So we took an average of that. We took 5 days per average. So if you break that down, 5 days out of every month, that adds up to 2 months a year. Isn't that crazy? 2 months a year. So if you take it over the 40-year span, you're looking at approximately 6.66 years. That's insane how much time is spent around this. So if you are having that much time having this period and it's terrible, it's awful, it's interrupting your life and all the things you want to do, you need to do, have to do, that's terrible.
Yeah. When we did the math for that together before this episode and broke it down, it was mind-blowing for both of us.
Yeah.
I'm someone who used to, and I know the estimate, like the 5 days per month of being on your period is kind of a low ball for a lot of people. For me, I was bleeding double that easily, like half the month I was spending on my period. And so to think of, you know, the little over 6.5 years is the average that we'll spend in our lifetime on our period as women, it'd be double for me. 12 yeah. years of my life I would have spent
crazy.
Yeah, dealing with, and I was a really heavy period kind of person too. So also thinking about how did that impact your life? Mm-hmm. For me, when Amanda said in the intro, like, can you think of a time when you had the worst period that you can remember? And that instantly brought me back. It's embarrassing. It's uncomfortable. It's a horrible situation. For me, I was horseback riding at the time, and I can completely put myself in that place in an instant and think of, it was a new barn. I didn't know the people. I was riding this horse and I knew that I was leaking. I knew that I was bleeding through my pad and my tampon at the time. And the riding instructor saying to me, like, oh, go jump this jump away from me. And I knew that, like, I had light jeans on. What why. Why did I think that light jeans were a good idea that day? Who knows? But I knew that people were going to see that. And it's an uncomfortable situation. And this is something that as women, I didn't know that that wasn't normal. I just thought it was me. I just thought that really heavy periods was a part of who I was and I had to accept it. And now working with people, it's a sign from your body. Something is not right. If you're bleeding to death every single month, having the really heavy clotty periods, having the PMS, if your children and spouse are hiding from you every month because the mood swings are really intense, these are things that we don't have to just accept. And a lot of the times we're conditioned to believe that that's the case, right? And, you know, missing work. A lot of people will miss work one day, 2 days a month because the period symptoms are so terrible. Mm-hmm. And even from a boss perspective or someone who works with people, giving them the support and the time to be able to figure out what their body actually needs, this doesn't have to be the case. We don't have to just accept this.
Well, even think of it just beyond if you were working for someone. What if you were working as a self, like an entrepreneur or business person? And when generally, if you're not working, you're not earning money. So if you're having 2-3 days, whatever it is, that you're not able to do what you need to do, that would really kind of piss me off, actually. So I'm not able to do my day-to-day things because of this, whatever's going on with my body. I think knowing, we want to know why is this happening, and then also knowing that it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to be planning around the 2 or 3 days of your period that you're going to be basically out of the world for that time. It doesn't have to be that way, which is kind of the key point we wanted to get across today, and looking at why is this happening? Because that's always key when we're working with a client. We want to find out why they're experiencing whatever symptom it is and get to the cause of it.
Yeah. And I mean, it's normal for a woman to have a period. That's Absolutely. Also something we want to make sure that people understand too. It's, we're not saying that you shouldn't have a period. A woman should have a period every single month. It's a normal part of, especially if it's you're in your reproductive years and you want fertility to be something that is going to be a part of the picture in the future. You want to be able to have kids. And that's where, you know, a lot of the times if you go to the doctor and you're having really heavy periods or you're having any issues with your hormones, the solution is medication. And sometimes it's like, oh, just go take Midol and deal with it, which, okay, the Midol may help you with the pain if you're having really bad cramps, but then next month, then what? It's going to come back and you're going to deal with the exact same thing again. So it's not dealing with the issue, it's just suppressing the symptoms for now. And for me, the other way that medicine looks at it, when I went to my doctor with really heavy periods, they said, let's just put you on the birth control pill to regulate your hormones. And the birth control pill doesn't regulate your hormones. It just tries to change things. And we don't want to change things unnaturally. We need to figure out what's going on. Because if we're just pumping extra hormones into the body, that can cause more problems in the future as well. And a lot of the times with the birth control pill, I was someone who did this in the past too. Like, I was a horse kid. I was wearing tight pants to do the sport that I loved every single day. And so when I realized that the birth control pill was an option for me to not have a period every single month, oh, those sugar pills that you're supposed to take for the 7 days while your body, it's not even a period, but while your body has a breakthrough bleed for a couple days, I could just skip those and continue to push hormones into my system and skip my period. That's not a good thing to be doing. We're meant to bleed every single month. And it's something that's considered it's regarded as an inconvenience mm-hmm. for a lot of people. But when your period is not a hot bloody mess with lots of mood swings and hot flashes and lots of, you know, anxiety and other things that can come up around our period, when it's just, as a client that we work with has said recently, like before her periods used to be, she had to take 1 to 2 days off every month because it was so bad. And now it's just easy peasy. They come and go as they should. We need to make sure that this is still something that we don't just dismiss and say like, okay, how do I get rid of my periods? Because it's a part of detox for the body as well. If you're not bleeding, you're not clearing out the excess hormones and the things that your body needs to get rid of every month. So the point is not we need to get rid of our periods. We just need to make them, give the body the support it needs to function properly so that our periods are coming and going as they should, rather than holding us back or slowing us down multiple days of the month.
All right. Do you want to get into some tips to help people in the meantime?
Yeah, for sure. So there are some natural things you can do. Ultimately, as I said, you know, we help our clients to figure out what is going on. Because a lot of the times when you are having these issues, you're having the mood swings, you're having the really heavy periods, the cloddy periods, this is a sign that there's something in the body that's not functioning properly and needs support. So this is where we can help test you to figure out what's going on here. It could be a liver issue. Maybe you're not detoxifying properly. It could be the body is not metabolizing estrogen properly. But there are some things you can do naturally that we want to share with you. We want to make sure we give you some actionable things that you can do to start helping yourself today. So the first thing that I'm going to recommend is when it comes to nutrition, there are times of the month where the body is going to have a better ability to deal with fasting. So if you're someone who intermittent fasts all the time, as a woman, our cycle has times where that's going to do really well for you, and there's times where it's not. The week leading up to your period is a really important time for your body. This is a time where progesterone, which is one of your sex hormones, needs to be given priority because the body needs to be able to produce this. And so this is not a time where fasting or extensive hard exercise is going to benefit you, because the body is going to take the building blocks it needs to make progesterone and make cortisol, your stress hormone, instead. So the week leading up to your period is a time where we need to pay more attention to our body, maybe hold off on the fasting a little bit. This is a time where it's really important to get nutrient-dense foods into your body, and don't go to CrossFit. Maybe do some yoga, maybe do some deep breathing, some stretching. You could do some strength training if you're feeling your energy is good at that time, but it's an important time to listen to the body and make sure you're not just like, I can push through this. That's a mentality I used to live by that didn't benefit me. So this is a time where we need to really respect and honor our body, because if the body doesn't make progesterone throughout this time, this can lead to estrogen dominance, which is where a lot of these symptoms come from. Another thing that's really important is an easy one. Make sure you're drinking lots of water all times throughout the month, but especially the week leading up to your period, because again, this is a time where we're trying to detox some of the excess estrogen. And if you're not pooping regularly, that's not going to happen. So make sure there's lots of water being consumed all of the month, but definitely the week leading up to your period, into your period as well. It's really important. And then some stress reduction techniques. So some deep breathing, making sure you're getting out in nature are things you can do. And when it comes to a nutrition perspective, really helpful vegetables that help with the liver detoxification process are like the cruciferous vegetables. So lots of Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower are really helpful, especially in that week leading up to your period, because we need to support the body to do what it's trying to do naturally.
Awesome. Great. Hopefully everyone will find some value out of those tips. And if you are really struggling with your periods and it's just dramatically impacting your life, reach out to us, send us a message. We can talk about how this is impacting you and how we can help, because that's what we want to do. We want to help make your life better and make your health better. And there are, I would say, more natural ways in order to do that and work with your body to support it through that. And alignnaturalhealth.com is a great place to go to check us out. And I know we always have our social media links on there as well. So Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Hope everyone has a great day.